Minister.
The Labor Party
stepped over the line.
There'll be silence.
Federal Politics with Dennis Shanahan.
On Radio 2UE.
Yeah, yeah. G'day, Dennis.
G'day, fellas.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, just as we were about to bring you on, one of our listeners sent us an email with a photo on it and thought, this fits so well, we'll start with this. A lot of the talk has been about the GST, raising the GST. They've called it reform, but it really means increase. And the photo is a poster, and it's an old coward poster from the old days in the movies. And it says on the side of it, it is very discouraging how many people are shocked by honesty and how few by deceit. And I thought, gee, that fits, doesn't it?
That's very good.
That is very good. And the Sydney Morning Herald had a front page this week with the four options. And three of them were raising the GST. One was doubling the Medicare levy. Nowhere did I see anything about getting their runaway spending under control.
Yeah, and they all came from state governments and premiers. You know, funny that.
Yeah.
They don't actually raise the GST. They just spend it.
And there's a very old saying, when you go to the races, look for the horse called self-interest. It's always out in front.
Exactly. And, of course, what we're seeing and what really happened yesterday at the COAG meeting was a collision with reality, where the federal government has been saying to the states for some time, and let's give Joe Hockey some credit here in that, you know, terribly politically undersold budget of 2014, there was in fact a big message to the state governments that they weren't going to fund what were unfunded commitments from the Labor government, totaling $80 billion for health and education.
Oh, this is those mongrels ripped $80 billion out of
they
health.
Were the cut.
Yeah, yeah.
They were never there.
That's
the
right.
The money was not there. And what Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott did was to say, the money's not there, we're not committing to that amount, and we're going to index it. And you have to get that is the state governments, have to get your spending under control. And, of course, they went, as one of my colleagues described today, apoplectic. And this was what we still have. This is the legacy of, a poor sale of the 2014 budget, but a complete knee-jerk reaction to it from the opposition, the public and the state government.
And the media too. Not your good self, but many in the media. Can I just stop you there for a second? One of our listeners who called up a little while ago, and I think she made a really good point. We've talked about it amongst ourselves. Some of the blame, a fair portion probably of the blame for the state we are in, rests with the public, the Australian public. They tried to bring in that co-payment to get the things under control, and everybody went berserk about it. But maybe it was just poorly sold. I noticed that Professor Garnaut said this morning, if the Australian people knew the truth about the budget position, they would be shocked. But it is the nature in many ways of politicians to keep the spin going as fast as they can. So maybe even though the public reacted badly, maybe the public didn't understand that it was really needed.
Well, that's right. And that's part of the failure of the sales job.
Yes,
That the public wasn't convinced that this had to be done. But it does have to be done. And I actually thought that the co-payment was a reasonable way to go. It sent a price signal. Yes, it undermined the principle of Medicare, you know, that whole principle of Medicare. But is that principle affordable? Now, what we're being told, of course, is that it is not affordable. And what was interesting this week when Malcolm Turnbull announced his innovation package, he said, look, we've got to do away with the old politics. And part of that is saying that everything the government does will be a success. He said, look, some of these things that we support in the innovation package will not live up to expectations. In other words, they'll fail.
Hey, can I ask you something? Whenever a politician says old politics, it's got to go, has it ever gone?
No.
No, because there's no such thing, is there, really?
And this is the real point. The other side of the old politics, which Malcolm Turnbull didn't talk about and which no one will concede, is that when there is a budget saving, when the government actually has to save money, to be able to make things like Medicare and higher education sustainable, there has to be a loser. And we have not had a loser.
Yes, we have. Well, the people who pay taxes.
But no one will acknowledge that there have to be losers. And, you know, when the GST was introduced...
No, because they want to get elected again.
Yeah, well, John Howard had to sort of guarantee everyone would be better off. If they do raise the GST to 15% as per what the Senate, the premiers want...
Yeah.
We're being told that most of the money is going to go on compensation to make sure no one is worse off.
Well, don't bother doing it.
Well, that's the point.
Yes.
But this is where the real old politics is that people are worse. There are always people who are worse off when there is a budget saving. That is by its nature.
Yeah, but the new politics is to tell people there is no loser.
That's precisely right.
And we all know they're bulldusting us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's what happened here. This COAG meeting has been sort of coming for quite some time.
Yeah.
And instead, we're being told, oh, look, there was various, talks on domestic violence and counter-terrorism and so on. But the issue of health funding is central to every budget in Australia, not just the federal budget.
Did Malcolm Turnbull handle this well, do you think?
Well, look, I think that he did, in that what he's done is said, OK, there's no grand plan on tax at this stage. He has not agreed to the 5%, that is 5 percentage point rise in the GST, which the states are all lining up to get. And Scott Morrison is saying, don't use me as an ATM. And so what Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull are attempting to do is put pressure on the states to actually save money where it needs to be saved, and at the same time saying, we're going to look at tax, but we're not going to look at the GST just yet. And I think what Malcolm Turnbull is attempting to do is keep a series of principles involved about tax, but I don't think he is preparing or wants to take a 5 percentage point jump in the GST to the next election.
No. And no. It's a 50% increase, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis, in this morning's Telegraph, Laurie Oakes, who usually doesn't have all that much good to say about Tony Abbott, tells us that Tony finds a new purpose, and he said that he's very unpopular, or he's unpopular. Most Australians were glad to see him removed from the Prime Ministership. Malcolm Turnbull is riding high. But as he points out, I'm inclined to agree with him about this, we're still talking about Tony Abbott. And he said, unlike Joe Hockey, who's ridden off into the sunset and taken a new position overseas, people still take notice when he stirs the possum, especially on national security issues. Now, to my mind, it seems as though everything that Tony Abbott is saying about what's going on, about national security issues, seems to make a hell of a lot of sense. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I think that some of the reaction to Tony Abbott's speech in Singapore, as was the reaction to his speech in London, was very superficial. It was needlessly negative, and it actually verbaled him a great deal.
You bet.
And I think that there is no doubt that a great deal of people, great number of people, think that there should be a real debate about jihadi extremism and the role that Islam plays in our community, that he's not suggesting that Muslim leaders shouldn't be included in this. In fact, he is asking them to be included in it. Because he's used some religious references, he's being accused of being, wanting to reinvent the Crusades. But let's remember that Josh Frydenberg said last week very similar things, that we need to have a debate. That's all people are saying. Mm. And one thing I think, of course, about Tony Abbott, and this is the difference between him and Joe Hockey, was that Tony Abbott, obviously as Prime Minister, touched a whole range of issues, and national security, stopping the boats, national security, were his strengths. These were things that people said, yes, he's done that right. Now, he did a whole lot of other things he could have done better. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, the polls are showing people are glad he's gone. But they actually cling on to his strengths. And I think that time, his strengths will be recognised.
Well, I hope over Christmas, when he's having a think about his future, and they're all talking about this in the media, I hope he decides to stay because this country needs him. Now, just back on your reference to the Crusades, we must also remember, this is often forgotten, the Crusades were a reaction to Islamic expansionism. So it didn't all start with the Crusades. It started before the Crusades. And we're being told it's ASIO saying this, Dennis, that politicians are basically being told to sit down, shut up, and don't upset Muslims. And I had to check which country we were in when I saw that this week. This was a response to Tony Abbott's speech, I think, over in Singapore. This seems to be this appeasement, and I think it's driving Australians crazy.
Well, look, I think that, again, the debate, it has to be more subtle. And both, you know, there are either side, or there are two sides at each extreme yelling at each other, and it is not helpful. What the security, and again, are the security services being verballed here, and to what extent? You see, the advice is that to actually break into extremist cells and to get an understanding of people who are becoming radicalised, the experience overseas, and it is clear, the experience here will be that the authorities, the government, need to actually have good relationship with the wider Muslim community. Mm. There is no doubt about that. In fact, one proposed attack in Singapore was nipped in the bud purely because a family member came forward and said, this young man is behaving erratically, you should have a look at him. Mm. There was no record or anything. He was planning to launch an assault.
Yeah, now that's all very good, you know, but the opposite happened over in America where neighbours were going to report those two that murdered all those people in San Bernardino and they didn't report it because they were afraid they'd be called racist.
Yeah, well, this is where I say, there's got to be, and this is where Tony Abbott is calling for a sensible debate.
Yeah, yeah.
And one where you're not just called a racist or being,
exactly.
You know, it is... It requires, and it's so important that we actually have this debate.